the grapes, please.
Right you are, young lady.
Cheese is next.
Ah, yes. Well, we'll have some Gouda, bel paese.
Can we have another piece for Roger's mouse?
Roger has a gourmet mouse.
It's heavy by just these two. Here you are.
Thank you.
Tell me, do you recommend the cassava melons today?
I certainly do, Mr. French. But there's just one left.
Oh.
Come on, Jill. We'll fill the rest of the order.
Madam, you were first.
Oh, no, it was a dead heat.
Oh, no, please, the melon is yours.
Excuse me, aren't you Mr. French? I mean, the beard and all, there couldn't be two.
I'm sorry, madam, but you have the advantage of me.
Oh, Cahill, Florence Cahill. My husband was Tom Cahill. I used to see you coming into our tobacco shop.
Oh, Cahill's tobacco shop. Yes, Tom was a dear friend of mine. Oh, yes, I was so sorry when I heard that.
Thank you.
Mr. French, Charlie gave me a special kind of cheese for Roger's mouth.
And we came down to the very end of the list.
Oh, Buffy, Jody, I'd like to introduce Mrs. Cahill.
Hello.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Will it be anything else, Mrs. Cahill?
Oh, let's see here.
We'll help you like we do, Mr. French.
Well, I think that would be terribly nice. Thank you.
Oh, boy, more grapes.
Come on, Joan. Come on.
So after a year of walking around with a long face and wearing only black and cutting myself off from everything, I took a good look and decided enough is enough. Thank you very much for helping me with the groceries.
Gosh, it was a distinct pleasure.
Mr. French, would you consider it forward of me to presume on your friendship with Tom? I'd like to invite you to share the melon. I mean, I'd like you to come for dinner.
Oh, well, that's not forward at all. That's most gracious of you. And I'm off tomorrow evening.
Oh, lovely. I'm apartment 502. Shall we say 7:30?
7:30.
See you then.
Goodbye,
and see
Mr.
you
Burnham.
Soon, huh? Okay.
Bye.
She's okay. You looked at her like you thought she was nice, Mr. French.
Now, Buffy, we do not discuss such matters of personal concern. Go. Madam, it would be our pleasure to open the door for you, but at the moment it is impossible since you're standing on our foot. Thank you.
Tell me some more about your job, Mr. French. I don't think I've ever known a real butler before.
Now, Mrs. Cahill, I'm a gentleman's gentleman by profession. I look after Mr. William Davis.
Oh, yes, I know. But how did an educated man like you go into this kind of work?
I don't know. Tradition, I suppose. I began my training at 16, took my first position at 22.
Well, maybe there's something about being a gentleman's gentleman I don't understand.
Perhaps. Oh, by the way, I should like to reciprocate for tonight and invite you out to dinner on my next evening off, and then afterwards perhaps stop by the apartment to show you my domain.
Well, I'd like that. Yes. What a beautiful apartment.
And out there, the terrace overlooks the whole of Manhattan.
Well, I must say it's a nice place to work.
Oh, I find it most pleasant. Not quite as peaceful since the arrival of the three children, but pleasant nonetheless.
Still.
Yes?
Well, Mr. French, maybe I'm talking out of turn. But doesn't it bother you living in someone else's home? Wouldn't you rather have a place of your own, even if it wasn't as elegant?
Mrs. Cahill, I don't think you understand. You see, it's the nature of my profession to reside at someone else's apartment. Oh, Mr. Davis, one day he was supposed to be away.
French got the night off, so I'll see if I can find us something to drink in the icebox.
Would you come this way? Dear Mr. Davis seems to have brought home a guest. It's a most distressing predicament.
Oh, my purse. I left it on the terrace.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hello, French.
Good evening, Miss Martin.
I know you're home.
Oh, I just stopped by to show a friend your apartment, sir.
Oh, well, why don't you bring him out? We'll cook up something.
Oh, no, sir, that wouldn't do at all. Can I serve you something, sir?
No, relax now. This is your night off. I'm just going to go out in the kitchen and get a couple of drinks.
We're thirsty. The play was called Sahara.
I'll get the ice.
Please, no, sir. I insist.
Okay. When he insists, you've had it.
Here we are.
Thank you. Mr. French, would it be better if I left?
No. We shall depart together as soon as I've served the refreshments to Mr. Davis.
Miss Martin just remembered we're hungry. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Davis, may I introduce Mrs. Cahill? Her late husband was our friend from Cahill's tobacco shops.
Oh, sure. Well, make yourself at home, Miss Cahill.
Thank you. It's a lovely apartment, Mr. Davis.
Thank you. Here, I'll take it.
But, sir, I...
No, I insist this time. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Cahill.
Thank you.
Well, now, shall we go?
All right.
Oh, perhaps this way. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't let it bother you.
I feel that I must apologize for last night.
Oh, don't be silly. It's your job. I understand.
Yes, you understood from the beginning, but never before has it been so clearly demonstrated to me that I have no place I can call my own. Never have had.
Well, it's the choice you made, isn't it?
Well, Mrs. Cahill, I'm doing the only work that I've been trained for.
Well, that isn't true, and you know it. It's the easy way to go. Why, there are dozens of other things you could do. Why, you could run a swanky men's shop with British tweeds and woolens.
Perhaps I do have a touch with clothes.
Here is the best idea yet, your own restaurant.
Oh, it's an exciting idea, even though unrealistic.
But why unrealistic?
Well, financing such a project, I mean, it's impossible. Who would invest?
I would. I have my savings and Tom's insurance.
Mrs. Cahill, you would invest your savings in a restaurant? I mean, you would actually back me?
Mr. French, I certainly would.
Qualified? Well, of course you're qualified, French. You know all about food and service. Mrs. Cahill's right. There's no reason why you shouldn't be a very big success.
I thank you, sir, for your confidence.
I just didn't know that you were dissatisfied here.
Oh, but, sir, dissatisfied isn't quite the right word. It's just that, well, sir, as Mrs. Cahill points out, there comes a time when a man must move on to, well, bigger and perhaps better things.
Sure. Well, when are you going to leave?
I'm not quite sure yet, sir. Of course, I wouldn't dream of leaving until I found a proper replacement, sir. Oh, I do regret the thought.
No, you got to think of yourself, French. Now, the kids and I want what's best for you.
Thank you, sir.
What do you mean?
What did we do to get Mr. French so mad?
He's not mad, honey. He didn't do anything.
Then why is he going away?
Well, because he wants to be his own boss and have a place of his own. It's only natural. Look, I know you like Mr. French.
We love him.
Please, don't let him go away, Uncle Bill.
We'll do anything if he stays.
I'll even give away my turtle.
Now listen, when you love somebody, you want them to be happy, don't you? Okay. Now, even if it makes us feel sad because Mr. French has to go away, the restaurant's going to make him happy, you see?
Okay, Uncle Bill.
I just can't imagine us without Mr. French.
Neither can I.
Ah, 8 years with the Earl of Chisholm.
We were on the best dressed list 8 years running. A vulgar citation, to be sure.
Well, Mr. Davis dresses for comfort. Here we feel a gentleman's wardrobe should be tastefully unobtrusive.
Quite.
Now, in the culinary department.
English cooking a speciality. Representative continental dishes. And in emergencies, hamburgers, hot dogs and chili.
Yes, I see. No experience with children.
Oh, perhaps not professionally. Leave that sort of thing to the nannies. But I do have 14 nephews and nieces. All sorts and sizes. Ask any one of them how he feels about his Uncle Harold. The times we had together at Battersea Park. Took 5 of them on holiday to Brighton. Once.
Well, raising children is not simply Battersea Park and Brighton. There's the usual daily routine, discipline.
Never had a minute's trouble. All good chums. And that's how it'd be with me and these youngsters. No trouble. All pals together.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tyburn. Of course, we have several other applicants on our list, but however, we shall keep you in mind.
Well, I must say that's a splendidly equipped kitchen, Mr. French.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Smizer.
In fact, the entire establishment is a tribute to your organizational talent.
Well, that's exceedingly nice of you to say so, Mr. Smizer. However, there is the matter of the children.
Ah, yes. 2 girls and a boy. I'm sure you've set a pattern there as well.
I've tried.
The danger here, I should think, might be in avoiding one's true responsibility to the children by trying to be a pal.
An excellent point.
In my opinion, Mr. French, adults nowadays are far too eager to be liked by children and too little concerned with discipline and setting a good example.
Oh, hear, hear.
I would much prefer their gratitude when they're grown up.
Well, of course, the final decision must rest with Mr. Davis. However, you can be certain of my most enthusiastic recommendation.
We are highly complimented.
Thank you. Children, this is your Mr. Smizer. Miss Sissy, Miss Buffy, Master Jody.
How do you do?
Hello.
Mr. French has given me a very good report on you.
Oh, dear me, and that is Mrs. Beasley.
A pleasure, my dear lady. Well, I'm sure we shall all get along splendidly. And now, if you'll excuse me, I shall see to dinner.
Well, I suppose I'd better be on my way. Sissy?
Best of luck, Mr. French. I know you're going to have the best restaurant in all of New York.
Thank you. Oh, Jody, when will you learn to tie your shoelaces properly? What will Mr. Smizer think?
I hope you'll be happy in your new restaurant, Mr. French.
Very kind of you, Jody.
Goodbye, Mr. French.
Bye, Buffy.
All set?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Place you got. I hope you have lots of success with.
Thank you. Whatever happens, the credit goes to Mr. French. He's been a bearded hurricane. Oh, excuse me.
Sure.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I have your table ready. I took the liberty of preparing a special dinner. I do believe that I know your preferences, eh?
That's just fine, French.
I love the way you've decorated.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, look at all the grown-ups. Now you don't have to fool around with little kids anymore.
Yeah, you have lots of company from now on, Mr. French.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to stay and talk, but...
I know. You've got a lot of hungry customers waiting. Go on.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you. Perhaps later with coffee.
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about us now.
Mr. French is real happy, isn't he, Uncle Bill?
I guess so.
Then it's a good thing.
Now, you have precisely 30 minutes, so make the most of it.
Yes, sir.
Just been shopping for a few specialities at Charlie's, and he tells me that he hasn't seen either of you lately.
No, sir. We don't help with the shopping anymore.
A well-brought up child knows his place.
Tell me, what is your latest non-stop skipping record, Buffy?
139. I could have gone higher, but Mr. Smizer says avoid all excess in all things.
I feel sad.
So do I. But don't let Mr. French see.
I think I can say the children are beginning to shape up quite nicely.
Shape up?
Oh, yes. I had to teach them who was in charge. Obviously, they've been taking advantage of you.
But they're very young children, Mr. Smizer.
Well, perhaps. But it needed a firm hand, proper discipline, and no sentiment. Pampering and babying does not prepare a child for what it must face later. I know. Believe me, I was neither coddled nor indulged as a child.
Yes, of course.
Another few weeks and I'll be completely malleable, at least the two young ones. The adolescent is proving a little more resistant.
Well, if you'll excuse me, Mr. Smizer, a matter of business to attend to at my restaurant.
Ah, yes, Mr. French. I heard you deserted our noble profession to go into trade. Regrettable, of course.
Yes.
Oh, hi. Reservations, reservations. And we got a wonderful notice in this Broadway column.
Discriminating diners are discovering the new Our Mr. French restaurant on East 54th. Relaxed atmosphere, impeccable service. Each dish a gourmet experience, and of course, the incomparable Mr. French himself.
Now, you see there.
Reservations a must. Flattering, to be sure.
Well, you don't seem particularly overjoyed.
Overjoyed? I'm outraged. I met that man Smizer today in the park with Buffy and Jody.
My goodness. You say that man Smizer, though you really mean that monster Smizer.
Yeah, monster indeed.
Well, didn't you say he was ideal for the job?
Yes, I did, but I was wrong. He's nothing but a tuppenny tyrant. And I will not have him shaping up Buffy and Jody with his firm hand and no sentiment.
Well, all you have to do is call Mr. Davis. He'll take care of Mr. Smizer.
Alas, I no longer have the right to interfere.
Well, why not? You don't work there, but you're still friends, aren't you?
Yes, but, you know, I realize now that you can't put those children in the hands of just anyone. Oh, they need discipline, of course, but they need understanding and affection as well.
I see. Mr. French, don't you think it's time we admitted you really don't want anyone to take your place?
Oh, no, Mrs. Cahill, that's not true. I mean... Yeah, I suppose you're right. I just don't. But I must. I'm committed here and, well... I gave my word to you.
Mr. French, I know this much about men. You have to go where your heart is. You can do it gradually. For a while, you can supervise the buying and the menu planning. And after we have a system going, well, if that's what you want.
Mrs. Cahill, I just don't know how to say it.
You've already said it. Now, I think I've found what I want to do with my life. I like meeting new people and talking about nothing and everything. And I like this place. So I'll give it a whirl. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, well, it's been worth the effort.
Mrs. Cahill, thank you for everything.
Mr. French, Giles, I wouldn't have missed knowing you for the world.
Mr. French, can we please have some of your sloppy Samuels for dinner?
And some of your wonderful potato salad.
And some of your chocolate brownies.
Can we?
All right. On this special and happy occasion, I will indulge all of you. Sloppy Samuels, potato salad, and chocolate brownies.
Yay! Yay!
Ooh, but in the future, let it be clearly understood that I will not permit any of you to take unfair advantage of my kindly nature, huh? Jody, we will dedicate ourselves to teaching you to tie a proper knot.
Yes, Mr. French.
Buffy, you will wash your hands.
Yes, sir.
Miss Sissy, you will put on a proper dress for dinner.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Welcome home.
Thank you. It is good to be home, sir.